Well, Ryan Engel is with us. He's with the Michigan Veterans Home, the Jacob Eddy Home for Veterans. Good morning to you, sir.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for doing this again. I think before I get to my first question, my preceding question is kind of update me on the new home. People are cautious, or not cautious, they are anxious or eager to know how things are going with the new home.
Hey, we're anxious as well, and I appreciate the question. I've had a number of questions recently, not a ton of updates to provide, but we remain on track. We hope to break ground in late May, early June of this year. We're currently reviewing the construction bids and submitting final paperwork to the federal VA for the federal grant, but otherwise things are looking positive.
Just refresh our memories. Where will this be, and what will be better about it than the current one?
Yeah, so the state acquired a little over 38 acres in Marquette Township on land that is north and south, so it kind of overlaps Venture Drive, if you're familiar with the area there. And the layout of the new home will require us to essentially reroute Venture Drive, and so that'll be part of our construction process. But in summary, it'll be a 108-bed facility, I mean, state-of-the-art, private bed, private bathroom, just an incredible, almost $100 million investment in veterans in the Upper Peninsula.
Boy, that is a real shift from what people think of as a, quote, a veterans home or hospital even, right, the hospital format.
Yeah, I mean, we've been in that, you know, the old St. Mary's there that the Jacob Eddy currently occupies has been a great home since 1981, and before that it was, you know, of course, St. Mary's Hospital. And long-term care has moved away from, hey, how do we, you know, fit as many people possible in one building or two to a room and that kind of thing to the extent we can. And we're excited that, you know, we're going to be able to serve veterans in an environment that they certainly earned and deserve.
How long from now, Ryan, would you anticipate opening?
Yeah, if we break ground here this late spring, early summer, like we plan to, I'd say between 30 and 36 months is a safe bet for construction. And then, you know, it's not going to be turn the lights off on one building one day and then open the new one the next. I mean, there's a transition period once that building is ready to occupy that will move, you know, slowly move residents and staff over and have to go through a period of certification by the federal VA as well as Medicare and Medicaid. So it's a process.
Well, speaking of staff, you're in need of some right now. You haven't even broken ground on the new one. There's always staffing needs, but it looks like you'd need a lot of nursing help right now. Talk with me about that.
Yeah, we do. You know, we're when it comes to long-term care, I mean, the industry is struggles for staff, and we're no different in that regard, but we're actively hiring certified nursing assistants, LPNs and RNs at the Jacob Eddy, and some great opportunities. And, you know, it's purpose-driven work, and I would encourage anybody listening, if you're in the boat of being one of those licensed professionals, the RN or LPN, and or you're, hey, I've never thought about healthcare, but it's something I'd explore. I mean, even getting into the CNA route at one of our homes, the certified nursing assistant, we've got opportunities for people to make a difference.
And working in a veterans home is a little different, isn't it, than in other aspects of serving in healthcare?
It is. I think, you know, we're a skilled nursing facility for veterans, and so we're providing that long-term care, that generally later in life and end-of-life care. And, you know, I'd contend every person on our staff is a caregiver, from our RNs, LPNs, care aides, to social workers, to the administrator of the building, maintenance. I mean, everybody's there to ensure that the highest quality of care and highest quality of life to our veterans. But it is different. And I think, you know, what makes the veteran home different than a lot of other places is the community support we get, the generosity that our community pours into, you know, our mission and our veterans. And I get to be a part of that, and people on our team get to be a part of that. And there's, you know, it's purpose-driven work. And in addition to a lot of the other benefits that come with working for the home, like, you know, the vacation time, the sick time, the retirement, the holidays, paid parental leave, all those different things, you know, the getting up every morning and knowing you're making a positive difference in the life of somebody who, you know, gave a lot for you, I think that's pretty meaningful.
Okay, last question then, Ryan. How can people who may be interested in this find out what positions are open here in Marquette and know what they need to qualify and all of that?
Yeah, so you can go to our website at michigan.gov/MVH for Michigan Veteran Homes, And you can explore our webpage. We have a career section on there. Or you can just type, if you Google search State of Michigan Government Jobs, and then go to, you know, we're in the Department of Military and Veterans Affairs, and you can search the opportunities there. And everyone's always welcome to reach out to me directly. My name, my email is engelr3, E-N-G-L-E-R-3, at michigan.gov, and I'm happy to point people in the right direction.
And Ryan, anything else going on at the Jacob Eddy that you'd like to let people know about before we close this interview here?
We are just, we remain excited on the replacement project there to get that ground broken and move forward. And we're just have incredible gratitude for the community of support that continues to support our mission and our veterans at the Jacob Eddy. So thanks to the broader UP community for all you do for us.